May I begin?
Yes, of course.
Permit me to declare in phrases eloquent and rare that your humility quite adds to your perfections. I assure you I've permission for this moment of petition, as your mother gave consent without objections. I vocalized my wishes as the cook was clearing dishes and the room still smelled of peppermint and bacon. I now assume your comprehension, as my burgeoning attention has been much too obvious to be mistaken. Almost as soon as I arrived, I saw I could not be deprived of your companionship for all my days eternal. So lest I lecture to excess, let me most heartily express my grounds for marrying, which I've written in this journal. First, it's often said that every clergyman should wed as an example to the people in his parish. And second, I believe that it will help me to achieve the sort of happiness that even laymen cherish. And third, I was surprised when I was expertly advised to take a wife by my most gracious noble patroness, the Lady Catherine de Bourgh.
Really, Mr. Collins?
My dear, if you will allow me to continue.
Yes.
She said the other day, betwixt her efforts at croquet, it's my opinion, Mr. Collins, you should marry. Let her be useful to a man, frugal and active. If she can not brought up high, bring her to me, and do not tarry. She will surely find you pleasant. She may deign to serve you pheasant if you show respect and try your best to flatter. Oh, she does enjoy some brightness if it's tempered with politeness, and for now that's all I'll say upon that matter. As to why I ventured here to gain a wife should be quite clear, since you're aware that this estate I'm to inherit. When your dear father dies, although he may live many years, I know, and so I, choosing from his daughters, we may share it. As to fortune, I cannot and am acquainted with your lot, so there to think you'll make me rich would be short-sighted. So on that subject I'll be mute, for we'll not be quite destitute, and not one word shall pass these lips when we're united. And so I've stated well my case, and in it doubts you may erase, for now you know my motives through these bold reflections. And so, since we are here alone, I will, in animated tone, assure you of the violence of my affection.